Hello, geniuses. Welcome back to the Own Your Genius podcast, where we discuss building businesses, growing brands, and owning your genius. I'm your host, brand attorney LaKonya Murray. We have a good one for you today, but before we get started, let me ask you, have you joined the Genius Lounge? It's a place where all of us geniuses hang out to discuss intellectual property, business, and mindset. If you're looking for a community of motivated high achievers doing what they need to do to succeed in business and life, you need to head over to the Genius Lounge. You can join us at joinlakonya.com. Now, I promise you that today's episode was a good one, so let's get started.
All right. How are you doing? For those of you who do not know, I am attorney LaKonya Murray, owner of Off the Mark IP Solutions, where we help entrepreneurs like yourself protect their brand and own their genius through our legal subscription program, The Genius Insider. And I am really excited to be here today. So we didn't have any questions submitted, which is cool because I had something that I wanted to talk about anyway. So it's like a win-win. What I wanted to talk about today was something that I get asked a lot, and it possibly can save you a consultation. So we're going to break it down here. They want to know about the trademark process and what they can do to speed things up. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the trademark process, and what can we do to make things a little faster, if anything, right? So the trademark process, first of all, quickly, what is a trademark? So trademarks protect brand identifiers. That is that thing that helps you identify the source of a good or a service. So it can look like your logo. It can look like your brand name. It can look like colors, sounds, shapes, right? Anything that's going to help consumers identify the source of a good or a service. If it does not identify the source of a good or a service, it is not a trademark. It could be a cute phrase or something that's just, you know, decorative, but if it doesn't identify the source, if it doesn't tell people who it came from, then it's not a trademark, right? So trademark, and then the other question is like, who needs a trademark? So if you're in business and you have a product, you have services, so e-commerce stores, coaches, consultants, service providers like myself, I have several trademarks. Authors, you need a trademark. You want to protect your course, you want to protect your podcast, right? You want to protect your book series, you need a trademark. And the process to get this trademark is a lengthy one. So you all go ahead and get your pen and paper out so you can start taking notes, because I got a lot of information for you, okay? All right. So the first step in the process, we always start with a trademark clearance search. And you might have heard me talk about this a lot more lately, and that's because we have a lot more people who are filing applications and who are being issued office actions because of likelihood of confusion, which means that there's another mark that's same or similar to what they're trying to file. And the way to avoid that is doing a trademark clearance search. That's also the first step. The first thing, so we're going to give you three things that you can do to help speed up the process. And the first thing you can do to help speed up the process is do a trademark clearance search. Now, when you do your trademark clearance search, you're not just looking inside of the USPTO database. That's a good place to start, but that's not all you want to do. And you don't want to just check for your name. You know, you put your name in just the way it is. You're like, oh, no one has my name, so I should be good. No, you just search for a direct hit. That's not how that works, right? That's not how that works. So they're going to look for not only same, they're also going to look for similar, which is why you want to do a trademark clearance search, because you want to know what the examining attorney is going to find when they review your application. And we'll get to that in a minute. So the first step is a trademark clearance search. And again, don't just check the USPTO. Check common law uses like Google. Check the social media platforms, and if you have some type of way to have access to state databases so you can see what's registered in other states, do that as well. And the reason you want to do that is because when it comes to trademarks in the United States, it's first to use, not first to file. First to use, not first to file, which means that if someone is using a trademark before you are, but they haven't filed, it's a possibility that they can come back later and file something that can stop you from getting your trademark. So that's why the first thing that you can do in order to speed up the process is do a trademark clearance search, because if you fail to do one, you risk getting an office action or having someone object to your registration. The second step in the process is to complete the application. Now, when we're talking about completing the application, we're going to get to the second thing that you can do in order to speed up your application. So, well, first of all, let me say this. When you file your application, it's going to sit in the database It used to be 3 months. Now it's about 5 months. It's going to sit in the database for about 5 months before it's assigned to an examining attorney. There's that. There's nothing that we can do to speed up that process. However, when you're completing your application, it's really important that you identify your goods and services correctly. That's one of the top reasons why I see people receiving office actions is because they are misclassifying their goods and services. And what we mean by that, so trademarks, your protection is only good for how you use it. Meaning that if you're using it for a podcast, right? And someone else is going to use it for a boutique, then there's no likelihood of confusion. Your protection is only for that podcast and anything that's related. So if someone's going to do maybe like a YouTube channel or something of that nature, that might be related and they won't be able to get it. But something that's not related, if they want to open a car wash business or something like that, then that's fine. A lot of times when people fill out their application, they don't properly identify how they're using that mark. So you need to be really clear on how you're using it. And that does not mean how you plan on using it unless you're filing an intent to use application. Right. So you want to make sure that you properly identify your goods and services correctly. So that's the second thing you want to do. That's the second thing that can help you speed your application up.
Hey, genius. We're going to get back to the podcast episode in just a moment. But first, I need to ask you, have you heard of the Genius Insider program? The Genius Insider is our low-cost, high-value legal subscription program for innovative entrepreneurs who are disrupting their industry. Your monthly, quarterly, or annual membership gives you access to free consultations and document review so you can speak with an attorney before you put yourself in a janky legal situation. Your subscription also gives you access to contract templates and discounted legal services. Visit geniusinsider.co, that's geniusinsider.co, to learn more and apply.
Now let's get back to our regularly scheduled program. And like I said, once that application is filed, it's going to sit there. It used to be 3 months. Now it's about 5 months. It's going to sit there until it's assigned to an examining attorney. Now, once that attorney gets to it, they're going to go through that application. They're going to do the same thing that we did in step number one, which was what? You can let me know in the comments what that was. If you were listening, if you're taking notes, what's the first thing that we're going to do when we're starting this process? The first thing that we're going to do is that trademark clearance search. So when the examining attorney gets that application, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to search. They're going to do a trademark clearance search to make sure that that application, that's right, that application is not conflicting with anyone else's. They're going to check for likelihood of confusion. They're going to make sure that your goods and services are properly ID'd. They're going to make sure that you're actually using this trademark the right way. So that reminds me of the third thing that you can do to speed up this process. And that third thing that you can do is submit the right specimen. And that specimen is proof of how you're using it. That's another thing that people get wrong. So you have two types of applications. You have your in-use application and you have your intent to use application. Your intent to use application essentially says that, hey, I'm not using this right now, but I plan to use it, have a bona fide intent to use it. And this is important, right? Because a lot of people who aren't using their trademark in commerce. And what we mean by using it in commerce is that your good or service is available to people outside of one state. It's not a pre-sale, because if it's pre-sale, that means your good or service is not available. So it's not a pre-sale. Your good or service is available in commerce. That's what we mean. We're not talking about you getting ready to launch. We're not talking about pre-sales. We're not talking about flyers, posters. Can we purchase, or is it available? It doesn't have to necessarily be for sale, but is that good or service available? Okay. Is that good or service available? So you want to have proof that you're actually using it in commerce. And you want to have, that's where that end use comes in at. That's why you want to file the right application. It's another thing that can hold your application up. Because if you file an end use application, but your proof says something like coming soon, then your application is going to be kicked back to you. So you want to make sure that you're choosing the right specimen. The first thing we're going to do is a trademark clearance search, and then we're going to file our application, and then we're going to wait for a little while, a few months before the examining attorney gets it. And then the examining attorney is going to do their thing and make sure that your application does not conflict with anyone else's, that you have properly identified your services, that you're actually using your trademark like a trademark. Another example would be people who are in apparel, right? So a lot of times what you have is someone who's in apparel, who's filing for clothing, and they want to submit and normally I have on a logo shirt, but they want to submit a t-shirt that has a phrase on it. Well, that phrase is not a trademark because that phrase doesn't identify the source of a good or a service. So then that application is going to get kicked back. Or maybe you have a product, right? And instead of submitting proof, like a label with the trademark on it, you submit your website where you're selling the product. The selling of the product and the product are two different things. And that's where identifying your goods and services or your product and services comes into play. Make sure you do that right. Okay, so the examining attorney looks at it. If there is an issue, if they see an issue, they're going to issue what's called a office action. It's going to be a non-final refusal. That office action is an official communication from their office that says, hey, you know, we've gone through your application and we got some concerns. We got some questions. We need you to address this. It can be something simple. It can be something that's complicated that requires a legal argument, legal research, and presenting that to them. Either way, you have to respond to that thing within 6 months or your application is going to be abandoned. If your application gets abandoned because you did not respond to the office action, then you will have 2 months to retrieve it. So let's say we go through the application process, we get the office action and we respond and they say, hey, we like your response. We're going to let you move to the next stage. That next stage is for your application to be published to the public for 30 days. The public will have an opportunity to object to your registration if they believe that it will interfere with their trademark in some type of way. Important to note, y'all still taking notes. It's important to know that if this happens, right, the person that objects does not have to have a registered trademark. So remember earlier when we were talking about the trademark clearance search and we were saying that the trademark search needs to include common law for people who are using a mark, you know, first, but they haven't registered. Those people come back and say, hey, I was using this first, you know, then you're gonna have some problems, right? So let's just hang here in this little area for a minute. There's a couple of questions that I typically get. First of all, if they object, right, it's going to take it away from the examining attorney's desk and put it in front of the trademark trial and appeal board. This is like civil litigation. I don't know if you've ever been a part of civil litigation. It is long. It is expensive, right? Because you have discovery, you have meeting with counsel, you have a complaint, you got to answer. It's a lot that you have to do. So there's that. So that's the first thing you need to know. The second thing you need to know, so your question is, well, if I can just file an objection, you know, if I have priority over anyone since I'm using it first, why do I even need a trademark? Let's talk about that. The reason you need a trademark is because your common law trademark, which is what that is, if you haven't registered it, that common law trademark is essentially good for your geographical area. Your protection is limited to there, which means that if you're in Alabama providing service to people in Alabama and maybe Georgia, then your protection is limited there and not even the whole state. So let's say you have clients in Montgomery, Alabama and Atlanta, Georgia. That's where your protection is going to be limited to versus a federal trademark. Your protection is limited to the entire United States. You're able to prevent people throughout the United States from using your same or similar mark. And then another thing too, the reason you want to go ahead and file is because, again, did y'all hear me say expensive? So to file that objection is expensive. Like, you're going to need an attorney to help you with that process. And it's just easier and more cost effective for you to go ahead and file in the first place. I've seen people who could have won, right? But they just choose to rebrand because that's the cheaper route. And you don't want to have to rebrand if you don't have to. All right, we got it. Cool beans. Well, the So let's say there are no objections, you know, you've done your trademark clearance search, there's nothing out there. The next thing, if you file a intent to use application, would be for your application to be was issued a notice of allowance. That notice of allowance gives you 6 months to use that mark in commerce. Because remember, when we filed our intent to use application, we told them that we're not using this thing in commerce right now. Right. So they want that proof, that specimen that we talked about for the end use application. We still have to file that. We don't get a pass just because we filed an intent to use application. Now, a lot of people want to know if you have to file another application when you start using it. No, that's where this intent to use comes in. That's where you provide your proof. That notice allowance gives you 6 months to provide proof that you're using it in commerce. You don't have to start the process all over. It's the same process. It just has some things that are a little different. Instead of putting your proof in with the application, you're doing yours down the line, and you have 6 months to do that. If you're not ready, right, if you're still preparing your launch, you're still doing product development, market research, things of that nature, then you can file an extension. You can file an extension. You can file up to 5 extensions, right, for you to submit that proof of use, that statement of use is what it's called. And then if you file your statement of use and it's accepted, then you will have a certificate of registration within a few weeks after that. With your in-use application, after the publication period, the next thing would be for you to go through a final review, and then you'll be issued a certificate within about 11 weeks. Whew. So if you were doing the math, we have 5 months for it to go to an examining attorney, 6 months to answer an office action, 30-day objection period, 6 months to file a statement of use. If you're doing that, this process can easily take over a year. I've had some take 2 years just because we have to go through the office action and we have to wait. And sometimes it's just a battle, right? But I wanted to talk to you all about the process. And remember, there are 3 things that you can do to speed up that process. 1, do your trademark clearance search. 2, make sure you properly identify your goods and services. And 3, make sure you submit the proper specimen when you file your application. Whew, that was a lot of information. I was trying to get it all in there. So if we had questions, we'll have time for questions. And right now we have about 11 minutes. So do we have any questions in the chat? Do we have any questions on the YouTube or in the IG? And let me know if you found this information useful. All right. I'm going to just go back to the Genius Lounge and just make sure that no one dropped any questions there. That's at geniuslounge.co. We're getting ready to start doing some cool activities. As a matter of fact, we're having our first Mixer networking event the 4th Thursday of this month. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. Every time I do something, I have flashbacks of my 8th grade. The first party I threw, I was in 8th grade. I was living in Georgia with my dad. And I was like, ooh, Dad, I want to have a Halloween party. And he was like, okay, bet. Let's do it. And so I had a Halloween party. I think I told like 3 people. And I told 3 people, but for some reason I expected a whole bunch of people to show up. And 3 people showed up. And I was, well, and they showed up late. So, you know, like 30 minutes in, I'm like, nobody's coming to my party. I'm such a loser. And I was hiding under the table and being all dramatic and stuff. So every time I do something, I have that flashback. You can join the Genius Lounge by going to geniuslounge.co. geniuslounge.co. And I think I can type that. Nope. Let's see if I can type that here. Genius Lounge. That's not how you spell the lounge. Boom.co. Boom. Post. Not post. I can't get the post. There we go. That's how you get to the Genius Lounge. So we're going to have our first networking event on the 4th Thursday. So please join me. I'm telling you all. And if you're on our email list, you'll get the notification as well. But since there are no questions, and I do believe in respecting people's time, and especially now that these kids are back in school, we will see you all for another Murray's Law the 2nd Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Central Time. If you join the Genius Lounge, that's the easiest way to make sure that you're always catch us live, because I only go live on Instagram just sometimes. So yes, and let me tell you this. If you have not joined our Genius Insider program, that's our paid subscription program for entrepreneurs, and you want more information about it, go to my website. Just click the link in my bio, actually. Click the link in my bio if you're watching on Instagram and on YouTube to get more information about it. And what it is a legal subscription program for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow and scale their business. It has everything that you need in order to do that. You have free consultations, so you don't have to go into situations wondering if you're doing the right thing, wondering if this is the right move, you know, if there are any legal ramifications, you know, just kind of rolling the dice and gambling. You don't have to do that because you get free consultations. You get free document review, which means that if someone gives you a contract, if you don't want to read it, you can let me read it. Or even if you read it, you want a second set of eyes just to make sure it says what you think it says, then I will read it and go over that for you for free. You also get discounted legal services. So our quarterly members receive 20% off legal services, and our annual members receive 40%. And then if you are a member that's for 3 months or longer, you get discounted trademark services. And we just opened the template suite. I'm so excited about the template suite. So the template suite has contract templates that entrepreneurs need for their business. And for our Genius Insider members, they're free. The contract for this month was an affiliate agreement, which is perfect because we're actually getting ready to launch an affiliate program. And I think affiliate program is a great way to increase your territory, to let more people know about your product or services, that bring in other people to help you promote it. So we have that as our contract for this month. And it's free for our Genius Insight members. And the price is like totally awesome. Right now, the price is $675 every 3 months. Every 3 months, people, like every 3 months. So basically, as soon as you get a document review, you made your money back. You get a trademark, you made your money back. Like, it's a great, great, great investment. All right, one more call. Last call for questions. All right. No, so someone wants to know, great question. If I'm an insider, do I have to join the Genius Lounge too? If you are a Genius Insider, then you are a Genius Lounge member. So when you go to geniuslounge.co to log in, you are a member. So that's where our free community is. That's where you're able to actually network with other people and build your profile so people can learn more about you and what you do. And that's another thing too. When you come to the mixer on the fourth Thursday, be prepared to talk about your business, because this mixer is not me talking. This mixer is not about me. I know who I am, right? I want to know who you are, because just from talking to people during our free consultations, I'm like, dude, you are so dope. Like, there are so many people that need to know what you do. So this is my way of letting other people know what you do. So make sure you join us on the fourth Thursday, this fourth Thursday, for our first mixer. All right. That's all that I have for tonight. Until next time, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.
Let's take this conversation over to the Genius Lounge. I want you to share this episode with 3 friends and have them meet you there. But you know what to do before you go. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Until next week, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.